Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're talking about DMEPOS, DME pharmacies, and CMS's vaccine mandate. Think you understand the vaccine mandate fully and completely? Well, think again. Here to talk about this topic is Sandy Canale. Sandy is the founder and CEO of accrediting organization, The Compliance Team, and she has some smart insights into the topic. Sandy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I can't complain. I am so happy to have you on the podcast. You're always one of my favorite people to talk to. So let's dive in. Let's just start with the basics. What are the key guidelines of CMS's vaccine mandate?
Well, that's the $10 million question.
Okay. I think I'm asking a simple question and it's not so simple. Okay, so Pandora's box, I've ripped the lid off, go for it.
Exactly. Anyway, you know us. We simplify everything, including CMS's vaccine mandate. First of all, you know, everybody has been told in the HME, DME, pharmacy world that they as providers do not apply, nor do they need to worry about. So let's talk about that a second. The providers that the mandate affect directly are those providers and suppliers, mainly on the Part A side of the fence, that are what they call certified by Medicare. Now, these are folks like hospitals, home health, hospice, ambulatory surgery centers, dialysis, skilled nursing facilities, and rural health clinics. Now, what does that mean for those providers? Number one, it means that all of those providers have to show 100% compliance with this vaccine mandate for their employees and contractors by April 20th. And there are all types of things that need to be done in between. Okay. Now, who is overseeing this? It's the accreditors or the state survey agencies, right? We're the ones that are going in, asking for a list, okay, out of your employees, who is vaccinated, who is not. If they're not, we actually have to see proof of what type of exemption, whether or not the policies are in play with who can be exempt under medical, under religious. They're the only two exemptions that are allowed. Okay. Then the other thing is not only their employees, but the contractors that they do business with.
Okay. And this is where we start to hit a rub, correct?
Exactly.
So who are the providers that are immediately impacted by the vaccine mandate? And then where does that leave, DME providers, DME pharmacies, et cetera? Maybe you could get into that.
Okay. So the ones that I just talked about with hospitals, skilled nursing, hospice, typically providers that DME, HME, and pharmacies do business with. Mm-hmm. So this is what we need to talk about. How, if they have contracts or if they currently service patients in hospitals or skilled nursing facilities, how do they deliver the service? Is it like with hospice where it's in a home? Is it inside a facility? Or during their delivery practices, do they just drop it off at the front door? As always, it needs to start with number one, if you're currently doing business with any of those type of providers, I would think they should be reaching out to you. They would be interested in what policies the DME has on infection control, on vaccination and testing of their delivery service people that come into their facility. Now, as a certified entity, meaning the skilled nursing facility, they need proof of vaccination on their contractors. And you need to know, and I know this question comes up a lot. Well, wait a minute. That's got to be a violation of HIPAA. Guess what? It's not.
How's that work?
It is not protected by HIPAA. You must provide and show that you are vaccinated, you have proof of your delivery guy or whatever.
Because of this contractual obligation.
Exactly.
So now, the referral partners, are they paying close attention to that because they don't want to get in trouble? You know, the skilled nursing facilities, the hospice, you know, whoever it is that the DME provider is working with?
I'll be honest, I have not seen a whole lot of information on this.
Uh-huh.
I think because they know that they're not an entity that directly relates to the mandate, they're not seeing the bigger picture of the fact that as you go downstream, they're still impacted. Now, what should they do? I mean, even if you approach it from the fact that a DME or a pharmacy, HME, whatever they are with their business model, should during this pandemic have put in place policies for infection control, have PPE to use and available and accessible, and that they should have updated their emergency preparedness plan. And above all, that they've trained their staff on all of this. So HME, you know, ABC DME should already have their policies in place so that if the SNF down the street says, show me your policy and I would like to see proof of your delivery people of their vaccination, you've got meat and potatoes to show them.
I guess it's worth noting that even though there's some people who are saying, well, you know, the pandemic is starting to, you know, recede a little bit. Maybe we're, you know, transitioning to a more endemic situation. Regardless of any of that talk, all these mandates still exist, correct?
Exactly. I mean, that's not going away. I mean, there were all sorts of states that were trying to, you know, put up the barriers and it didn't work. So we even have an enforcement schedule. So one of the things that, you know, we will do is, you know, we plan on putting the podcast on our website and adding some necessary resources as well as the list of the enforcement schedule with the states.
Oh, okay. So everybody out there, watch this space. And that's, if I'm not mistaken, that's thecomplianceteam.org or .com?
No, .org. Okay. O-R-G.
Thecomplianceteam.org. Watch that space. And definitely subscribe to their podcast. And because you guys are regularly updating that as well as joining in on ours.
Well, that as well as our many webinars and newsletters where we'll also have this in our newsletter and be doing an additional webinar on it as well. I think, you know, there's been too much miscommunication with regard to concentrating on the fact that they're not included as an entity, thinking that it doesn't apply to them at all. And I think, you know, we all have been remiss in not reporting that so that more and more the providers understand, hey, when, you know, ABC skilled nursing facility contacts you and says, I want to see proof of your service people's vaccine, you know, you're not going to be thrown for a loop, not understanding why they're asking for it.
Got it. Yeah. And just, yeah, just to underscore that, the they that we're talking about when we're saying they don't think that they're covered by this mandate are the DME providers, DMEPOS suppliers, DME pharmacies, HME providers, all those good folks. You may not be directly impacted, but you might as well be because of the contractual because of the requirements of your contract owners, I guess, all these Part A suppliers.
Exactly. And, you know, so many, I mean, it's more than a handful. I would say the majority of the thousands of providers that we accredit do business with in these various communities and entities in some fashion. It could be, you know, taking orthopedic braces to the hospital to meet with PT. It could be, you know, it's a variety of settings that they cover that they may not think of this off the top of their heads. But, you know, guess what? The DME that picks up the phone and contacts the hospice or the skilled nursing facility that says, okay, we understand we could be impacted by the vaccine mandate. And we're in a position to give you our policy, show you our vaccination of our staff and how we've trained them and everything else. Don't you think that they're going to stand out to that facility and they'd be more likely to do business with them in the future in moving forward? Again, they're not only thinking of their employees and their patients, but the community at large.
There you go. And you had mentioned before that all the other procedures that HME businesses have adopted during the public health emergency, such as infection control procedures and all that kind of stuff, that those are all things that are going to continue to be sort of market differentiators, for lack of a better word, as well.
Exactly. And it should be something that when your accreditor comes to visit, that they should be looking at the various policies that apply to this.
And like you mentioned, they probably will be, because it's kind of on you guys to make sure that everybody's adhering to this, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so if providers are looking for some official guidelines, can they get that online? Are there any websites or anything like that?
Certainly, cdc.gov would be the best resource.
Okay, cdc.gov. And then when it comes to you guys have all sorts of information as well. If providers want to find out more about this topic, or if they want to find out about your exemplary provider accreditation, some of these other services that you provide, what should they do?
Well, obviously, go on our website, thecompliancesteam.org, or call us direct, 215-654-9110. And we're happy to talk to you, help you in any way we can. And hopefully you choose to be exemplary and get accredited by us.
There you go. All right. Well, Sandy, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Sandy for joining the podcast. Like I said, she's always got some interesting insights, and this was certainly one of them. It's funny. I think we all were going on that assumption that Sandy mentioned that, hey, you know, we're not covered by this, but oh, turns out the industry is. Anyway, we'll wrap things up for today's episode. Again, if you have any questions about the compliance team, go check them out at thecompliancesteam.org. Again, that's thecompliancesteam.org. If you haven't already, please make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode of this podcast. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. If you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, go over to our website at hme-business.com. Again, that's hme-business.com, and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the magazine as well. You can get that in either print or digital format. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on all the services like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, et cetera. And I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter, and I'm also over on LinkedIn. And lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via email. My email address is D as in David, K-O, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering important HME business topics like CMS's vaccine mandate and how far it actually reaches. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.